A major new study shows a gulf of disagreement over how to make supply chains, such as those that feed supermarkets, safer from vehicle-related risks. That is despite agreement that commercial constraints are leading to poorly paid truck drivers and lowering road safety standards. Phil Pennington reports.
Researchers for the 250-page study spent 11 months interviewing 8 groups, including drivers, businesses and regulators, who all agree that truck driver fatigue and health are a serious concern, saying
procurement, processes and commercial constraints are leading to poorly remunerated drivers and lower safety standards.
But they emerged with no solution to the pay safety quandary, or even any consensus that low pay rates affect safety, adding
there was little agreement on how to move forward and where the money would come from.
That's no surprise at all to Nick Leggett of the Road Transport Forum that represents 3,000 truck companies.
I mean, this is where the rubber is. We can agree on what the problems are, but the solution is always harder. But what gives me some hope here is the focus on the responsibility across the supply chain is where this lies. And, you know, there has been a race to the bottom driven by customers.
He says the onus has too often been put on drivers to make things safer. This study was ordered up by WorkSafe due to stubbornly high rates of work-related road death and serious injuries. On the sticky issue of pay, it calls for still more investigation, and the same too on fatigue, to find out what systems are grinding drivers down. The study makes 13 recommendations, including to beef up laws to put more responsibility on companies across the supply chain, and to set up a cross-industry group. That jars with First Union Transport organiser Jared Abbott.
What we've seen in the past is these kind of forums just get heavily outnumbered because business has a lot more resource. What the government really need to be doing now is getting a regulatory body to be looking at how they are going to make the tendering process and a wage floor to ensure that drivers aren't incentivised to cut corners in any way.
Businesses told the researchers they are already reviewing what time of day truckers must hit the road and making clear they expect them to work below the legal number of hours. The main industry body representing the supply chain, Shopcare, declined to make any comment, though its website says it exists to drive safety leadership to increase awareness, positively change behaviours and save lives. Leggett, like Abbott, describes a power imbalance between price-taking truckers and the likes of price-making supermarkets that regulators must address.
The customers that have the most power to influence conditions, rates, payment terms, the sort of things that make a company viable and profitable but also safe.
A 500-page Commerce Commission report into the supermarket industry out yesterday does not look at transport safety in the supply chain or what chains pay truckers, or if they were paid more, would food prices go up? The WorkSafe study, meanwhile, recommends government agencies make sure that health and safety is front and centre of their transport contracts. WorkSafe declined to be interviewed. The Workplace Relations and Safety Minister, Michael Wood, says the government is committed to strengthening commercial transport regulation to improve safety, and he will get agencies to implement the study's recommendations. The Transport Ministry is currently considering if all truckers should have to use electronic logbooks, and the 13-hour workday for truckers is in question.